Music in the library. My name is Maddie Tom. I sing, I play the violin, play the piano. I just love music.
So you performed on Music in the Library on October 5th this year. What songs did you perform?
I performed Valerie, Rise Up, and then Right to Be Wrong. After I finished the performance, I mean, it was just kind of like a breath of relief.
With all these songs like Valerie and Rise Up and everything, how would you describe your sound?
Definitely, like more R&B. I don't know. I really like, okay, so like this is, sounds weird because I'm like this little tiny white girl that's like doesn't really talk much, but ever since I was little, I really have loved like gospel music and like, I don't know, just like Aretha Franklin and Etta James, and I love jazz and blues and R&B.
All right, well, hi, I'm Heather Ramsey, and I am Maddie Tom's vocal coach.
Heather has been Maddie's vocal coach for years, and she describes her overall sound.
I think soul with a gospel, like it's a soul cake with gospel frosting.
Since I'm coming home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your ginger hair and the way you like to dress. Won't you come on, oh Hoover, stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over, Valerie? Valerie. Valerie.
Okay, so in your sound, because you're like R&B and everything, how would you describe like your musical influences and like who do you follow, look up to in music?
Okay, so ever since I was little, like my dad and my mom, they've always had like the radio blaring in our house, so they would play like the Temptations, they'd play Stevie Wonder.
Okay, so you talked about how your family plays the radio all the time at your house when you're growing up and everything. With that, how did you get involved in music? Like, how'd you get started?
Well, if you want to be technical, it was like in the kitchen when I was like, when my mom would cook, like I'd take all the pots and pans and like set up a drum set, and I was like, oh, I'm a rock star, and like start playing. And so, I mean, I guess that's how I got started. Ever since I was little, I've always like danced around and sang, and when I was 5, I started playing the violin, so that was an early start.
So, since then, how do you develop your music skills?
I've been seeing, like, a voice coach. I see a violin teacher. So, I mean, it's all about experience, practice, and yes, practice does make perfect, unfortunately. I mean, even if I'm in the car and I'm just singing, I consider that practicing.
So, with your own songs, like, do you only do covers? Have you gone into trying to write songs? Like, where are you at with them?
But, like, I've tried to write songs. I think I just need to practice at it. Because it's kind of a hard thing to do if you just, like, aren't in the right mindset. Or, like, I don't know, if you don't have, like, a solid idea, then it's just, like, really, really hard to do. So, like, the first song I wrote was Rainbows and Clovers. It was about rainbows and clovers. I wrote about that, and we had to write it. I had to write it because I was in a songwriting camp. It was jamming because I had a band, and we were like, 11, trying to learn how to play these instruments for the first time and wrote a song. It actually came together really well.
What was the name of your band?
The Flaming Twizzlers.
So you've changed from the Flaming Twizzlers to where you are now.
Mm-hmm.
Where, as you're still developing all your music, where do you expect to take it in the future?
Well, right now, as a senior, I'm, like, trying to get audition videos together for college, I'm really on the edge because I kind of want to major in music, but I really want to major in chemistry, so imagine that.
I think Maddie can go anywhere she wants to go, and Maddie's one of the hardest working young women I know, so I think she can go anywhere she'd like to go.
Music is always going to be there for me, whether I'm in school or wherever.
Thank you.
For Behind the Music and WHJE, this has been Rachel Lacey. Find more stories like this and more of my episodes online at WHJE.com.